Chapter 4 Sons of God and the Offering of the Red Heifer. We could assume that the knowledge of good and evil has no place in the thinking process of a son of God in whom Christ has been revealed. However, this is not the case. It seems that even though areas pertaining to the life of Christ have been opened unto us, and we now walk in them, there are other areas in which we have little or no light. Consequently, the mind of Christ may be able to motivate us in specific areas, while an influence of the knowledge of good and evil can simultaneously taint another area, or even influence the big picture. The conflict in our hearts. This fact can be seen in relation to the prophet Jonah. He was not a rebellious backslider, as some suppose, who cared nothing for the things of God. Quite the contrary. He was a prophet of God who served as God's mouthpiece to his people. He was the only man of God chosen to take his message to Nineveh. Jonah, like some today, had great God-given insight into the heart of the Lord. He also had great revelations from the Word of God that much of Israel did not have. With all of these things being true, then why was Jonah having a difficult time doing what God wanted accomplished at Nineveh? The answer lies in how there can be a conflict in our own hearts between the spirit of the Lamb nature and the knowledge of good and evil. The man who needed the benefit of the ashes of the red heifer was probably in a similar situation. He may have seen the heart of God. He may have known what it was that God hoped to obtain in his people. All of that compassion and understanding for the things of God had only come through intimate communing with the Lord. These precious insights may be laid hold of by only a few who have dearly sought the Lord. The conflict comes when that same person sees the people of God or their ministry in violation, not just of God's order, but of the very spirit and desire of the Lord. For one who has been brought into the intimacy of the king's chamber, Song of Solomon's 1:4, the contrary actions of man can be very disturbing. But it is at this point that the one who is so in tune with the heart of the Lord Jesus is in danger of touching death. As we showed earlier, it is possible to be enveloped in life, but then touch death and be found needing to be put out of the congregation. The problem comes when we start standing up for what is right and dear to the heart of God, and yet do so in a wrong spirit. That wrong attitude is usually directed toward others who are insensitive to what is in the heart of Jesus. However, the person who stands up for the Lord now moves to a place of insensitivity to the heart of the Lord concerning those who the Lord is in the process of bringing in. In touch with God's heart for the undeserving. The whole spirit behind the ashes is that the red heifer gave up its cow form and was reduced to ashes, with the express purpose of bringing the hard-hearted and rebellious into what God desires. The one needing the ashes of the red heifer is not a sinner per se. The fault that they are charged with is that they have touched death. The reason they take a hard, brittle stance is because the tenderness that they feel for the desire and needs of the Lord is not being appreciated. However, they too are missing God. Their stance means that they have not yet experienced the tender mercies of the Lord themselves in His heart toward the undeserving. In this area, they are devoid of life and therefore have touched and identified with death. This was the case with Jonah, who was a son of God. Jonah knew well that God's purposes in the earth were going to be fulfilled in Israel. This is similar to the fact that sons of God today know that nothing outside of Christ has any eternal value, for all that is now honored of God is found in Christ. That is what the new creation is all about. Jonah was intimately aware of God's heart concerning Israel. To him, it must have seemed foolish and a waste of time to spend energy to bless and bring revival to Nineveh, whom he knew would later turn back to idols and become the enemy of God. Why bless that? Jonah probably thought that if God insisted on blessing them, that was God's business, but he did not want to be any part of it. There were plenty of other men of God who were not so near to God's heart who could be used for this task. The issues of real importance rested with the ones who intimately sought out the heart of God, and all else was probably seen by Jonah as fruitless waste. Then does it not seem strange that later Jesus said that Jonah represented a sign of the cross, Matthew 12:40, for which symbolizes willingness to suffer and even be shamed if it will reach the ungodly and undeserving? The Universal Remedy. Jonah ended up being angry with God and sitting outside the joyous movements of the Lord, grumbling about the fact that he knew God was going to be merciful. This is a picture of one who has touched death. One who was so close to the heart of the Lord has now become the one God must take the time to deal with in order to bring him back to a place of peace and oneness. While the answer to the dilemma is not given to us in Jonah, we do find the answer in the application of the red heifer's ashes. This remedy is a universal remedy given by God, not just for Jonah, but for all. In other words, God does not give a specific Jonah book answer because the remedy is not personal, but universal. From this we might gather that many are looking to God to come down and give them a specific, personal answer that fits their individual situation. But the cross of Christ is the universal remedy. God should not have to spell it out to Jonah or to each of us every time. Instead, we should be able to turn to the Word of God and find the answer that was supplied long ago. As each person who has touched death awakens to their condition, they are able to avail themselves of the ashes instead of expecting God to show up in their particular circumstances.